Have you paid tax in the past 4 years? If yes, then you could be due a tax refund. Irish Tax Rebates are here to help. With an average rebate of over 1,000 euro and our no rebate, no fee policy, what do you have to lose? With over 6,000 five-star reviews on Trustpilot, apply now at irishtaxrebates.ie. The tax agent you can trust.
Plug those headphones in. It's time for Ireland's only interactive podcast, the multi-award winning Opinions Matter with Adrian and Jeremy.
What do we want to talk about on today's show? Well, there is a woman who is angry, and when women are angry, you know shit's going to go down. This woman's name is Charlotte. She lives in Donaghmede, and she got in contact with us earlier on this morning, and here's what she says. I'm going to get your opinions on this. 085-825-2626. 085-825-2626 is our WhatsApp number. Here's what Charlotte has to say. Lads, I'm fuming talking to you here. I got an email from Josh's school this morning to tell me that none of the junior cert or the junior infants' parents are allowed to use their phones to record the nativity play they're doing in a few weeks because some parents have concerns about it. She puts concerns in inverted commas. I rang the school to lift them out of it, and I asked them what were the concerns, and all they told me was that parents were complaining about strangers recording their kids. We're not strangers, FFS, for fuck's sake. Should we talk at the gates of the school every morning? I'm fuming over this because this is Josh's first and only nativity play, and now I won't have any recording of it to send to my friends or family abroad. Can you please find out why this is happening? I feel so angry over this. Can you highlight this on your podcast? Because it needs to be exposed. And that is from Charlotte, who is in Donaghmede. Now, we reached out to the school. Well, I'm not going to mention the school, obviously, now, but we reached out to the school earlier on to find out, why they're doing what they're doing. And what was it they said? They can't comment
on the individual class case. I've never heard of that before.
Well, all they had to do was give us an answer to say why the parents aren't being allowed.
It's obviously child protection.
Protection from who?
It's obviously, you know, I'd imagine it's child protection, GDPR. Does GDPR cover that?
GDPR. No, GDPR is about the sharing of personal information to businesses. So it's nothing to do with GDPR. No, what they said was, what the school said was that the school had received complaints from some parents about strangers recording their kids. Now, WTF. Like, you have kids who, when will Ty be going to school?
Next year.
Why are you crying?
Next year. Because how fast does it go?
Okay. And
I can't believe I'm even thinking about this.
But one of the great things about junior infants in school is the nativity play.
Yeah.
Which is absolutely...
I can't wait.
It's amazing. Mm. But how would you feel if the school told you... Because we put this up on social media an hour ago, and the amount of people saying that it's the same in their kid's school. Mm. How would you feel if you got an email home saying you can't...
I'd be glad.
What?
I'd be glad.
That you won't have any recording of
It's not about the recording. I don't mind the recording. If the school, I think a good idea would be for the school to actually take the video themselves and then distribute it to the parents. There's two reasons for that. Well, not that if they distribute it themselves, it could still end up on social media. But the first thing is, if I'm sitting watching my kids' nativity, I don't want somebody out in front of me blocking my view because they have their phone out.
Yeah, but that's fair enough. That can happen. By the way, I've been to two nativities now because Luke had his... junior infant's nativity and a senior infant's nativity. And I have to say, we all videoed it. I have videos of it here. And it was a wonderful, wonderful, wonderful thing. And you don't want that.
I would love a video of it, but I would hate to be sitting there with somebody in front of me blocking my view. I'd go mental. And then there's the other thing of social media. Does the video end up on... Do pictures of other people's kids end up on social media?
Well, I have a video here of... I'm just trying to find it here. I have a video of Luke's nativity play, yeah? And there's about 20 kids. I have a video of 20 other kids. And
there's no problem with that.
What of it?
Yeah. Have you put that on social media?
Yeah.
That's not your place to...
Well, of course
it's not your place to...
Well, of course it is because I...
Crop Luke out.
What?
Crop Luke out.
Crop my...
Your child, your business. Don't put other...
Crop my own son out of it. Oh, my God. Are you okay?
Oh, my God. No, I'm dying.
Crop my own son out of a nativity video. Why? Explain to me why.
Because it's not your place to put someone else's child. I'd never put someone else's kid on social media. It's basic manners. Would you go up and take a picture of someone's kid in the playground and put them on social media?
No, but I'm looking at the video here. Now, I'm not going to put the video on Facebook myself. But we put it up on my Twitter feed and I put it up on Facebook at the time. Because I thought it was so cute.
And that's fine, but I don't think it's right to post videos or pictures of other people's children.
And why though? What's the problem? What's going to happen?
Because it's a basic manners. Get someone's consent before you post a picture of their children on the internet.
So, I'm counting the kids here.
I was outside my child's play school back in September when he just started. And mother came up with a cake. It was her little fella's birthday. Now, her little fella happens to be one of my little fella's friends.
Yeah.
And she said to me, oh, do you mind if I take pictures? And I said, no, that's absolutely fine. I said, the only thing is I don't put pictures of my kids on social media. So I just would prefer that there was no pictures put on social media. And she was like, oh, no, I wouldn't. So that's fine.
Okay, so because of... By the way, you represent, I'd say, 1% of parents. Most parents.
Oh, I think most people have the common decency to ask putting people's
kids. So because of the 1% of neurotic, paranoid parents like you...
I'm sorry,
someone like
neurotic or mannerly? It's basic manners to ask
someone. So someone like Charlotte cannot video her son's first nativity play, by the way, which is, we watch this video regularly, it's so cute.
I just think a better way to do it would be for the school to take a video, that way the parents actually get to be in the moment.
No, parents want to be able to...
They're not in the moment.
I'm trying to work out, which do you have the problem with? The parents in the moment?
Oh, my bigger problem would be social media, but that would be a problem, as in their parents with their phones out wrecking the thing.
Okay,
yeah.
So your son and my son are in the same school, and I video both our sons doing the nativity play, yeah? And I put it up on the Facebook. What happens? What goes wrong?
You have no right to put a picture of anybody else's child on social media.
They're in a public
your
place.
Your beliefs about kids being on
they're
social
in
media
a,
does not, re- not represent anyone else's, like my own views about
they're
kids.
They're in a public place.
Doesn't matter. Doesn't matter. It's not your child to photograph and post on social media.
Okay, it's going
to
be a good...
Whatever bet you have in that...
When Katie says, no, hang on, you know the shit's going to hit the fan. Go.
If you have that on your phone, that's fine. I'm sure no other parent would have an issue with that. Your child is in the class. It's a nice picture to have. When you are posting pictures of other people's children online, then there is an issue without asking. If you ask and they say, yeah, do it, that's fine. That's their choice. But I would never, post a picture of someone else's child on social media.
So do you think it's weird that I have videos on my phone of Luke's class from the nativity play?
No.
What?
No, I don't think it's weird. I think it'd be weird if you post them on social media.
But I have posted them on social media.
With other people's kids in them.
Yeah.
That's terrible.
Okay, we'd like to hear from you. 085-825-2626.
I'm back, bitch.
Okay.
How would you feel if someone took a picture of Alex or Freya?
But sorry, when Luke was doing his two nativity plays in junior infants and senior infants, yeah? Every other parent that was there was videoing it as well. So they all have videos.
But I'd imagine that there's a common understanding. Cherish it, but don't post it on the internet. I'd imagine that's a basic common understanding.
No, maybe among weirdo parents. No. Nope.
I would love to know if anybody here agrees with me. Am I being over to the top to say that you should expect to be asked by somebody before they post a picture of your child on social media.
So I should ring all the kids in this video, I should ring all the parents of all the kids in this video and say, by the way...
If I was scrolling through my social media and I found a picture came up of Tig in the classroom and a parent had put it up without asking me, I would be really pissed off.
Okay, that's what Karen thinks. We'd like to hear from you. 085-825-2626. 085-825-2626. You've heard what Katie has to say on the matter. She believes that it's wrong to share videos on social media of nativity plays. Now, as I said, my son has done two nativity plays, and I'm looking at the videos here. I wouldn't post them on our Facebook page just because... But I put them up on my social media platforms because I was proud of my son when he played one of the kings in the nativity play, and I've every right to put that video up. And
nobody's telling you you can't
put it up. Just crop other people's kids out of it. It's not up to you to decide if it's okay to put pictures of other people's children on the internet. What a self-centered bastard opinion to have. Seriously.
Okay, let's...
It's so self-centered. Oh, well, feck anyone else. I want to put a picture of my kid. No one's saying don't, but just think of other parents who might not want their kids on social media.
With a difference.
Have you paid tax in the past 4 years? If yes, then you could be due a tax refund. Irish Tax Rebates are here to help. With an average rebate of over €1,000 and our no rebate, no fee policy, what do you have to lose? With over 6,000 five-star reviews on Trustpilot, apply now at irishtaxrebates.ie. The tax agent you can trust.
Okay, Sinead, how do you feel about this? Your own opinions matter.
Well, can I say first of all, it's the Irish Day.
between Ireland and England, just so you know.
But, well done, Katie. Yeah. What? Irish Sea, it's the Irish Sea. Go ahead, Sinead.
My son's creches, he attended two creches because we moved house. They both have policies around this, and his school, he's in senior infants now, they have policies around this. So you have to consent that they can take photos of your child. So, for example, in his after school and his school at the moment, they will do activities with the kids and they'll share them in our WhatsApp group, or in the case of a school, they share it on the school website. But as a parent, you need to consent to that. So
that all seems very, very over the top. Thank God my son doesn't go to a school that's that anal about things. That just seems so anal. Like this whole worry that people have about nobody cares about your children.
I was starting to water babies with my son when he was 9 weeks old before COVID hit. And one of the first things they do is they get you to sign a form saying, are you happy for pictures to be taken of your child by other parents in the pool and stuff? And I said no.
Oh, of course you did, yeah.
But that's my right as a parent. I don't want pictures of my kids being on social
media. That is your right as a parent, yeah. But like, the thing is, I with his after school and his school at the moment, and with his creche, I said, yeah, I've no problem, because I personally don't. But I know, like, my sister and her husband have huge problems with, they don't post pictures of their child in social media. They don't, you know, they wouldn't consent to any of that sort of stuff. And you have to appreciate, you know, they have the right to do that, as Casey is saying. You know, if they don't want their child, you know, images shared anywhere, that is their prerogative.
But the thing is now, guys, the world we live in, as soon as your child goes outside the house, outside the front door, they can be photographed.
Stop. Don't even compare that to putting pictures.
I actually agree with that. I know, like, if the child's in a public place, you can't stop someone taking a photo.
No.
If they're in the background or in a playground, whatever. But the school is a controlled environment. So obviously the school is putting safeguards in place, so it doesn't happen on their premises.
But of all But of all the things for the Karens to be worried about in this world, they're worried about their kids' nativity play being videoed by one of the other parents. I mean, I don't get that. And I'm telling you now, when I was videoing Luke's nativity play, had one of the parents come up and said, and I'm just, hang on, here's the video now, actually, let me see, hang on. That's so cute. And there's Luke dressed up as one of the High Kings. And there's 15 other kids in that video. I put that video all over social media because my child is in it. And
Nobody's telling you not to
put
no your
harm,
child.
No
up.
Harm is going to come to any child, Sinead.
It's not about It's about having the decency to ask.
Like, I find it a little bit precious. I personally don't have a problem.
Yeah,
like,
it is. It's very...
It's a video posted. That's my own personal opinion.
You know, I hate this whole thing.
No, it's very precious, Sinead. You know what it is? It's Michael Jackson's job.
It is.
Michael Jackson used to put face masks on his kids and hide their faces.
It's like, not. What about not shaming parents who don't want to put their kids up on social media, regardless of what the reason is? I don't have to give you reasons why I don't want my kids on social media.
That's your choice as a parent.
How sad is it that people automatically think, oh God, it's so sad she doesn't put their kids on social media. Trust me, my kids don't care. They're not lacking in anything their pictures aren't on social
media. I have a differing opinion to you, or I might disagree or have a different opinion with my child, but I have to, while I might not agree, I have to be respectful of what you want for your own child.
Yeah.
And my husband, he worked as an internet content reviewer on social media, I'm not going to name the company or whatever, and he worked on a project around child abuse, and you know, it was all around image sharing online and all of that sort of stuff, and it would actually make you think twice about sharing things on, because the thing is, say if the kid's nativity play is going on, who are you to say that there's not some sort of predator in the audience videoing there for their own use or whatever? You don't know for a fact that everyone of that nativity play is actually a parent.
Okay,
you know?
No one's going to be able to be allowed into a school for a nativity play unless you're one of the parents. I mean,
but they could just pretend potentially. Like,
okay,
paranoid. I wouldn't think that would be the case, but I have to be respectful of parents that would be. Fearful than I would be.
Okay, but if you were to put your head inside the mind of one of these perverts, yeah, they are not going to get their jollies out of seeing a couple of kids singing some nativity songs in a school. See, this perception that paedophiles are going around outside schools looking to photograph kids. Paedophiles have access to the most disgusting, filthy porn that's available.
What about
They're not going to get their jollies. No, let me speak, Katie, for a second. They're not going to.
You said this 100 times.
They're not going to get their jollies from seeing your kid dressed up as Joseph.
I didn't say they would.
That's not how they get their jollies.
What about just not wanting to picture your kid on social media? How sad is it that we live our lives on social media? Nobody wants to see what your kids eat for dinner, what they eat for breakfast, and their socks, and their new shoes.
Who puts up a photograph of their kids having breakfast? That's ridiculous. No, but the point is,
Jeremy, what if they actually liked they took a video and they were like I don't even want to get into the mind space of what a paedophile and the way their brain works, but what if they said, oh, that child looks great or whatever, and they're waiting at the school grounds? Do you know, like, I'm not a paranoid person, like I say, I wouldn't have a problem with it personally, but I suppose I get the fear that other parents would have.
Okay, well, one of our kids was asked, they weren't asked, we were asked as parents, would one of our kids like to do child modelling, as in clothes modelling? You know, like, you know when you see a poster up in Dunn's Stores and you see the kid wearing the Christmas sweater, would they like, now, is that putting your child in danger to have, I mean, are all those kids...
Some people would say yes, but I mean, I would see it as no, but
so all those
other
kids,
people might see it as yes.
So all those kids, when you go into H&M to do a bit of shopping and you see photographs of kids wearing clothes...
I don't think it necessarily all comes down to paedophiles, Jeremy. Even if paedophiles were completely eradicated...
No, because you Karens are convinced that everybody wants to abuse your children.
No, I'm not. Even if all the paedophiles were killed off the earth tomorrow, yeah? And there were no paedophiles.
Be a much better place.
Yeah, obviously.
Yeah.
But I still wouldn't put pictures of my kids on social media because I also think that parents overshare.
Well, they do.
And I think when it comes to your kids, I think, you know, they're so young and some of that stuff, like these videos of them dancing and singing, that would be something
That's a different conversation. This is about Charlotte. I'm going to go to John in a second because he has a very strong view on this. This is about Charlotte who wants to video Josh's first nativity play. Why can't she do it?
Because the school are protecting the children.
Oh, it's nonsense. John, how are you? Your own opinions matter. What do you want to say about this?
How are you doing, Jeremy? How are you?
Good. What do you want to say?
Well, you took me down there. Karens, that's what we're dealing with. I've been doing this for many years. I went to my young ones' plays and my younger's plays. And, you know, my younger's a lot older now. But, my girl is not, she's hitting the 14. So, but I've been doing this for years, taking, you know, videos and every Christmas play she was at. And I remember up to a few years ago, Jeremy, what are you doing there? What have you got your phone out for? Fuck off. Fuck, don't tell me what to do with my kid.
Oh, so you told the parents to fuck off who were questioning?
I absolutely did. Yeah. You know, and that's the end of it. Look, you know, nobody's going to tell me. That's my daughter. And I have them saved, Jeremy, on a dongle there for years to come, like, especially with my son as well. As you said earlier on, we're not going to get this severed again, you know.
It's a very angry man.
Well, he's not angry.
I'm not angry. I'm pissed off about
me. No, well, actually, the school will tell you, John, so.
They didn't tell me.
They told me. If they wanted to.
I know what I told them to piss off.
So you're mad. This is.
I'm not mad. I just think, the way you were going, what if? Yeah, you are fucking shit. Like, just hear yourselves. What if? What our parents there? We own the kid. We own them kids.
Okay, first of all, I don't own a child. Like, it's not a dog.
You own the child.
But they're not property.
I own the child. That is my child. I own that child.
Okay,
but if he wants to video... Well, sorry, you own your children, Katie.
I don't own them.
Well, you drag them along to get them christened without asking their permission. Let's not get caught up in words. At the end of the day... By the way, Katie, for all your big... talk, bigging it up, saying, oh, all the parents agree with me. Not one parent agrees with you.
No, I didn't say that all agree.
No, you did. You said the majority of parents agree.
Oh, I'd say the majority of parents agree about putting pictures of other people's kids online. No. Other people's children.
Nobody's,
whatever about
nobody
them. No. Every parent has the right to do what they want
with
their own child.
Okay, John, so back in the day you had a video of your kids in school or whatever. Did you put
3 years ago, we're doing school play as my little daughter one. And What I say to you is, Jeremy, I'm not there to take pictures or take videos of other people's kids.
Yeah.
I can tell you from my little girl. And you know, okay, yeah, other kids are going to be in it. And I did put it up on Facebook for my family to see. And they were, oh, jeez, yeah, look her, she's steady and she's business. But that's all it was for.
For all I know, these videos of the nativity play I have on my phone of Luke, yeah, for all I know, they could be in America, they could be shared to relatives of other people in Brazil, Australia, wherever the case may be. No harm is going to come to my son, Katie. And
I didn't say any harm was going to come to your son, but it's basic decency not to put pictures of other people's children. You haven't been able
to provide us with one valid reason as to why that shouldn't happen.
People shouldn't put pictures of their kids online?
Of other people's kids.
Because it's disrespectful.
It's just,
you don't put pictures. I wouldn't be happy with someone putting my picture on the internet without asking me, would you?
Daisy.
Yes, sir.
What am I supposed to do? Am I supposed to go around the whole school and ask every parent? Just because my daughter was standing beside a few kids back at left and back at right. And, well, am I supposed to ask every parent? Like, oh, by the way, I took a video of my girl there. Just put a picture of your own child. Well, that's very hard now, you know.
It's a very sad world we live in, that everybody is so reliant on likes on social media.
Hang on a second. Katie, you started a new job a couple of weeks ago. What was the first thing you did when you started a new job, your first day on the new job?
I put up a post.
Yeah, of a photograph of you saying, starting my new job. Why did you bother? Why are you obsessed?
Why did I bother?
Why are you obsessed?
Because it's good, because I have contacts.
All the lights.
No. I have friends in my friends who are local councillors, who are spokespeople for different things.
Okay, here we go.
And it's Katie, the point is that I do.
Okay, it's not the same.
Don't compare that.
Well, hang on, Katie, you went to see Jersey Boys, the show a couple of weeks ago, Katie. You put a photograph up of that. Why did you do that?
Why does anyone put anything up? I just don't share my kids.
But you're being abusive
because I don't share pictures of my kids. I'm not abusing you because you overshare your kids.
Daisy.
Go on, yes, John. Give it to us.
I can't believe it.
Yeah, can I ask you this question, Katie? If you're on holiday there and your kids in a few years, and you know they're probably too young, but in a few years' time when they run around the beach, are you going to ask every beach goer, can you take a video of your kids?
Oh, she'll be the beach police. Definitely be the beach.
No, I just wouldn't put a picture of someone else's child up on social media.
It's not intentional. Katie, it's not intentional. We do not. If we could have my own kid in a photo, I would have, and I could have, but I can't because it just couldn't happen, you know. And it can't happen because she's been at school playing. Do you understand what I'm saying? And of course there's going to be a few faces in it. But I'm not doing it. I'm not doing it for whatever the heck you think. You know, I'm doing it for my daughter. And I'm doing it for ourselves for years to come.
How does you sharing pictures on social media of your daughter benefit your daughter?
Stay there for a sec, John. He's doing it for his daughter.
I want to know why it's for, how it's for his daughter.
Okay, well, one of the reasons I put photographs up of my kids, okay, there's a couple of reasons, okay? And I know you don't understand, and that's fine. You're in the vast minority, by the way. The vast minority. The majority of parents are proud of their kids, and you're
I'm very proud of my kids. I just don't need to plaster it all over social media. Plus, by the way, Jeremy, I hate to break it to you, and this is going to come across really harsh, but it's true.
Oh, here we go. Nobody gives
a shit about your kids apart from the people that you could send pictures and videos to. Every time I go to my social media, Alexandria, Luke or Freya is on my timeline.
Yeah, and you always come and say that's beautiful.
They're cute.
So you either think it's
They're
beautiful
cute,
or you
but
don't.
But you do overshare.
Okay. Nobody gives a shit that you were at the Borgosh Theatre watching Jersey Boys the other day.
But that's just, that's different. But sharing pictures of somebody else's child. What, is the sign from Jersey Boys going to sue me? Is a sign from Jersey Boys going to be taken down and used in a sinister manner or a menacing manner?
Intolerable today she is. I am believing it, bitch. Oh, I can't call you bitch. You can call me bitch.
Oh, you are such a bitch.
Oh, God. Lauren.
Hiya.
I know this probably feels like you're caught up in a fight between Mammy and Daddy.
Mammy would never go near Daddy. Trust me. Mammy would rather go with another mammy.
Jesus Christ. What do you want to say about this, Lauren?
I agree with you, Jeremy.
Because it makes bloody sense. Thank you, Lauren.
I have four kids and I have one left in primary school and I have obviously all their plays, I have their graduations, I have everything. And if I sent you all them videos now, you would be able to pick out my child straight away because the camera will be focused on my child. Even though there's other kids in it, like I really don't care about the other kids, except for her friends. I'll make sure I get her friends in. But I've never had an issue with anybody coming up and asking me not to video. I've never had that. And if someone came up and asked me nicely, I would, I don't put everything up online anyway, but if somebody came up and was like really, really bitchy about it, I would purposely zoom in on their kid and post it.
Ooh.
Yeah, no, I don't post a lot of pictures. I don't.
Yeah, Casey's waiting to get at you. I'm going to leave it for a second.
I'm listening to a voice note, so I have heard that. Say it again.
Okay, no, I was saying, like, if somebody asked me, like, came up to me and said, look, I don't want my child on, that's fine. I don't put all my pictures on social media. I don't do it all the time. I do have them up on it. But if somebody came up really bitchy to me and told me to get my phone out, get my phone down, I would, in front of them, zoom in on their kid, and I'd say, I'm posting that right now of your kid. Like, you know what I mean? I wouldn't have anybody come up to me and speak to me.
And here we go, Amaral.
No, hang on. Nobody has said, don't take pictures of your own kids. My issue is posting pictures of other people's kids on social media.
No, what Lauren is saying is it's none of you. You have no right to be going up and saying, I didn't want my child for video. If your child's in a public place, tough shit.
So that mother who was having the birthday party for a kid in play school, I turned around and I said, she said, oh, I'm going to take some pictures. I said, yeah, that's fine.
I'd say she went home and said, there's a weirdo here. That's a weirdo.
I don't care. I said, look, I don't...
We had, like, in our school, the principal, we have a principal that's been there for 2-3 years, I think it is. And the one before that had no issue. We were all allowed. Now, none of us got in anyone. We all sat in our seats. We videoed. Now, this one is real a stickler for, no, you're not allowed. So when my daughter had a graduation in June, and I had my other daughter there with me, and I said, right, record her. So we were recording it, and I had it down real low, but she spotted me and she came over and said, put the phone away. So I said, okay. So I put the phone away, and I said, the minute she turned around, I was like, get the phone back up. And I said, hold it real low so she can't see it. And she caught her again and came over and gave out. Well, look, she didn't get me to delete it. So I have the video of my daughter's graduation. I have it all. My daughter has the other half of it. I put my phone away. So we were told not to do it, but there was absolutely no way that I was not recording her graduation. They're like,
and you are absolutely 100% right, because there is no way when you're in a group setting like that, and Casey, there's no way that you can...
I'm just dying here. I'm going to die.
Yeah, but there's no way that you can... even Steven Spielberg couldn't block out people when there's like 20 quids or whatever.
Don't block them out. No. Just don't post them on social media.
Yeah, record the video, and if she tells you to put away, you have part of your video, record it again when she turns away, and if she tells you to put it away again... She can't take your phone off you and tell you to delete it. So I wouldn't care what the school said.
You completely ignore them, would you?
I have ignored them, yeah. I've ignored her for the last 2 years, yeah.
And have the schools ever said anything to you, like put it away or anything like that?
Yeah, no, they have. Like for my daughter's graduation in June, I had my other daughter, and she did. A couple of people had their phones out, and she was marching over and telling you to put the phone away, and like then she turned away and I'd put it back up. But I wouldn't have it up. I'd have it on my lap, like with the phone tilted up, like, but I'd have it tilted and I'd have it zoomed in on my daughter, like. And then she just would ask you to put it away, but that was it. It was never brought up ever again. Like, it was never, nothing was ever said.
Yeah, you see, I just think it's parenting gone mad. It really is.
Yeah.
Thanks for that, Lauren. 085-825-2626 is our number. 085-825-2626 if you want to get in on it. If you're just joining us, it is the Opinions Matter podcast with Jeremy and Katie, and we're talking about Charlotte's problem. Her son is in school, in junior infants. His name is Josh. You're probably upset that we're even giving his name out. Are you, Katie? Josh, are we allowed to give his name out?
Well, might say Tyke's name.
Anyway, Charlotte is Josh's mother, and it's his first nativity play coming up in a couple of weeks, and the school have sent out an email basically saying that no parent is allowed to record their kid's nativity play after several complaints from some parents. And we're trying to find out if this is OTT or not.
Voted Irish Current Affairs Podcast of the Year. It's Opinions Matter with Adrian and Jeremy.
Have you paid tax in the past 4 years? If yes, then you could be due a tax refund. Irish Tax Rebates are here to help. With an average rebate of over €1,000 and our no rebate, no fee policy, what do you have to lose? With over 6,000 five-star reviews on Trustpilot, apply now at irishtaxrebates.ie. The tax agent you can trust.
Let me go to Laura. How are you, Laura?
I'm not too bad, Jeremy. How are you?
Good. Now, which side of the coin are you on?
I'm on your side, 100%.
Because it's common bloody sense, isn't it?
It is. 100% it's common sense. I'm a 19-year-old and I've took videos from his early start years all the way up, and nobody has ever complained or had any issues. Now, I remember my little one started early start last year, she got a letter sent out basically asking if it was okay for basically photos and videos to be put up on the website. Now, the whole video of the of the play was put up on the website. The photographs was put up on their school website. So Well, I don't get the big problem. Do you know what I mean? I really, really don't. It's mind-blowing. It's like, what are we living in these days?
The gassing, it is mind-blowing. You're right. And the gassing is, a lot of the parents who have an issue with this, they let their kids have mobile phones where they could be chatting to anybody.
I'm kind of mind-blown, this need, this necessity.
Get over it. Different people, different things.
Anybody that's in the skills, though, do you know what I mean, Katie? Like, anybody that's, like, not even in the skill. Jeremy, if I give you the, like, obviously the website name of the skill, all I have to do is put the skill in, into the internet, and you can go onto that. You do not need to have an account to be able to go onto that website, and you can see everything. You can absolutely see everything. All the kids from junior infants all the way up to sixth class, you can see all their plays, all their music events, their dance events. You can see everything, even down as far as their sports day. So what is the problem of putting it up on social media when anybody can click into the school website and are able to see it on them?
Well, Katie, what's the difference?
What's the difference?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So what is the difference?
The difference is that we do not post pictures of other people's kids on social media without asking them.
Okay, supposing...
But the school website have a Twitter account, which is a social media account as well.
But I'm sure the parents can opt in or opt out of that photo, those photo ops, can they?
Exactly. Well, if they want. Do you know what I mean?
Exactly.
But either way, if it's in a class group for photo, it's got, everybody is going to be on that.
No.
They can't just single, like, if 15 kids in the classroom and one parent is being a Karen and saying, no, I don't want my child in there. So we're going to single that child out and put that child on the side and say, oh, sorry, we're not going to put you in that photograph because your mammy said so.
What if every people who put pictures of their kids on social media and don't agree people who don't are very aggressive? Like, it's nobody's business.
And by the way, hang on a sec, Laura. I want to address a point that came in from Yvonne, and she says, I think Jeremy needs to be educated because no one has a right to take pictures of your child in a public place. You have to ask the parents first. Well, Yvonne, I am educated. It's you that's not educated because there is no law against that. And in fact, I have the actual law here. There is no law prohibiting someone from taking a photo of your child without your consent in a public place, as long as the photo is not intimate or obscene, okay? So, if my Luke is walking down Grafton Street with me later on this evening, yeah, and there's a photographer out taking a photograph of Christmas shopping, he can take a photograph of us in a public place.
Okay, so your Luke is out playing in a playground.
No, because I hate people telling me.
Or woman walks in off the street and takes a random picture on the phone.
No, I just hate people telling me I'm not educating them when I actually know the law. So, Yvonne, back on your perch there. No, sorry, go ahead. What were you saying?
I actually think I'm dying.
Okay, we'll call an ambulance for you in a second. Yeah, it is Karen behaviour, isn't it, Laura?
Come on. Like, back in the day, if your parents took photos and videos or whatever from you, you know, yeah, fair enough, there wasn't any social media platforms. Do you know what I mean? But still, like, it's an artistic way. It's been in this, like, skills, like, for donkey years. People have went in with camcorders and all sorts and was able to see it. Do you know what I mean? Like, people are just getting on a hype. People are not going on looking at a specific child and saying, oh, I like that child. Do you know what I mean? Like, parents don't walk that way. I don't get
it.
Like, do you know what I mean? They're innocent children.
Yeah.
They're innocent children doing it in activity space. They're not half-dressed. If anything, they're overdressed.
Yeah, absolutely.
With their costumes and stuff like that. Do you know what I mean? It's just wrecking my head now.
No, it's wrecking my head too, because this perception that parents have that paedophiles are going to nativity plays and hanging around. People of their very nature are sick, twisted individuals. They have access. They have access to child porn on the net.
That's exactly. And worse off.
That's how they get their jollies. That's how sick and twisted they are. No paedophile. Is going to get their jollies from seeing a 7-year-old or 6-year-old dressed up as Joseph holding baby Jesus. Like, that's not the way. But
they have their uniform on and the nativity play costume. It's like Halloween. Like, kids go around to each door. You're going to stop your child because there could be a pervert behind the door.
Well, Katie?
No. That's a shite analogy.
It's not different. It's not different. Because you take photos of your child on Halloween, you know, at bonfires or at festivals. We're in costumes. Do you know what I mean? Like, and if you don't take them, other people would. So it'd be around you.
Sorry, what did you say there, Katie?
Nobody needs to put pictures of their kids on social media. Nobody needs to.
That's not your business.
I don't put many photos up either.
It's nobody's business if I don't want to put pictures of my kids on social media.
But sorry, hang on. Laura's been on here. Laura has not judged you once for not putting photographs. Have you, Laura? Have you a problem with the fact that Katie wants her kids to be like Michael Jackson's kids?
No, that's everybody's. Everybody has opened their own opinion. And Katie, fair play to you. If you don't put photos up, that's fine. Me personally, I don't. I put photos and videos up, but I do it because I have close family that are in England that moved to England like 10, 11 years ago, and we keep in touch, and that's the only way we keep in touch.
That's fine for you. That's fine for you. But it's different when you're taking pictures of someone else's child and putting them on social media without
asking. Nobody's going to stop me going over here now, coming up in the next 2 weeks when we have our first nativity play, and no one's going to tell me, whether it be the school or whether it be a parent, listen, I'm recording my child. My 4-year-old actually sits down and watches my phone and goes through all the poor brothers. Videos from taekwondo, from the nativity plays, to hip hop shows, to sports day, and she loves that. And now that she's getting to do that, it's great because now she's like, "Oh, brother, I'm doing this now." Do you know what I mean? So, like, in a way, I'm glad I take videos and pictures of everything. Do you know what I mean? Because it's good for my child because there's a huge gap between my son and my daughter.
Yeah, it's almost like you feel like you have to explain it and you don't because, like, you shouldn't have...
Realistically,
well, stay there for a second, Laura, because I want to ask you a question in a moment that a listener has put in. It'd be interesting to find out what the answer is. And I'm going to ask that same question to Katie.
Voted Irish Current Affairs Podcast of the Year. It's Opinions Matter with Adrian and Jeremy.
They're different. Have you paid tax in the past 4 years? If yes, then you could be due a tax refund. Irish Tax Rebates are here to help. With an average rebate of over €1,000 and our no rebate, no fee policy, what do you have to lose? With over 6,000 five-star reviews on Trustpilot, apply now at irishtaxrebates.ie. The tax agent you can trust.
Now, the question, I'm going to put it to you first, Laura, okay? Children will be visiting Santa Claus in shopping centres over the next... over the next couple of weeks, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
So your child is in the queue going up to see Santa and there's kids all around your child and you want to take a photograph of your child in the queue going up to Santa, but you know that by doing so, there's going to be 10 other kids that you don't know in that photograph. Do you go ahead and take the photograph?
I am going to do it, yeah.
Okay, fair enough. Do you put that photograph up on your Facebook page then if you want, or Instagram?
More likely I will, yeah.
You okay, Katie?
In the same situation,
would you do that, Kate?
I wouldn't put pictures of anybody else's kids on social media.
Okay, but Laura is beside you, so your little tyke is going to see Santa. Laura's child is going to see Santa. She takes a photograph of her child going to see Santa, and tyke is in the photograph as well.
There's nothing I can do. I'd hope that somebody would be decent enough not to put a picture of my child up or anyone else's kid without asking them, but I know there's no way you can police it. There's no way I can possibly turn around and ensure that she doesn't put that picture up.
Well, you don't think she's been decent?
I think if you put a picture of someone else's kid on social media without asking them, I don't think that's very decent. I think you should at least ask.
Well, Laura, you should ask her.
But how are you supposed to... So if you were to go and approach every random stranger and say, oh, sorry, I'm taking a photo, could you move your child out of the way? Or, do you know what I mean? Like, if anything, that's going to cause trouble. Realistically, it is. It's going to cause trouble because I could go up to an aggressive person and say, sorry, I'm taking a picture of my child. Can you move your child out of the way because I don't want to be putting your child in a photo? That person is then aggressive towards me in front of my child. Am I going to cause that trouble? No, I'm not.
Could you not move your child out of the way and get a picture of them on their own?
And if we're in a tight queue, which you often know, like being in a tight queue, it is tight. And if you're right in the centre, oh, hang on, child, come on, we get out of the queue and we just take a photo.
You see, I just...
Come on, be realistic.
I just don't feel the need to share.
You keep on saying that.
Don't feel the need. Parents are oversharing, and this almost anger that somebody might not want to share pictures of their kids or people think it's weird.
No, that's sad.
That's
sorry,
really
Laura's,
sad.
Laura's not angry with you, Katie. You're completely mishearing this. She's not angry with you. What she's saying is she reserves the right to be able to put whatever photograph she takes in a public place up
and that's
on
what I'm,
social
I know
media.
I can't
because
it.
I'm doing it out with no badness. I'm not doing it because
I want other people in that photograph.
But I'm not going to put my life at risk and my child's life at risk by going and approaching people
if
or
your
trying
child
to move my child
back,
when I know I can't move my
if
child.
If another child is in
you
the
know,
back.
You know, these are memories.
And
memories
they're not
that need
identifiable.
To be
that's different. If your child is standing, smiling up at the camera with another child beside them, then I would absolutely expect you to ask the parents.
Oh my God.
Yeah. What do you mean, oh my God?
This is funny.
Yeah.
I can't believe that people think it's okay to share pictures of other people's kids online.
Jesus. Look, it's no badness on everybody else.
I know
else
it's
that
no badness.
Photos,
it's just...
But at the end of the day, people can't keep going up to other random people and saying, can you move your child out of the way while I get a photo? Oh, sorry, I'm only taking a photo. Do you know what I mean? Like, you're not going to keep doing that every 2 minutes because you want to make memories with your child. Like, I know people, like very close friends of mine, that have lost their sons and daughters at a very young age. And I tell you, memories with photographs and videos will be continued to be made in my home because they are the only precious things that you could have if anything ever happens to any of your kids.
Yeah.
Whether it be on social media, whether it not be on social media. Do you know what I mean? Like, at the end of the day, people have got the right to take these memories. And if other people obviously have an issue with it, get over it. Do you know what I mean? Like, just build your bridge and get over it because people are not doing it out of badness.
Nobody said they were.
No, but you're making out that you're making out.
But
that
you're
they
coming
are.
Across like that, Katie.
But I think it's just a decent thing to do if to ask someone before you put the picture up with their kids.
So Katie, if I see you in Henry Street tomorrow and you were there with your child,
sorry, run a mile or if you see her on Henry Street, run a mile, run the opposite direction.
Absolutely.
Go on.
No, it's just common sense. Like Katie, like if I was taking a picture of a Christmas tree and your child was running around, I'm not going to stop taking that photo because your child is running around.
If the picture,
you know, like, are you going to come and approach me?
Everyone is taking me up completely wrong here. I'm not talking about a focus. I'm talking about a focused picture. A picture where a child is looking at the camera, where you've taken a picture of that child in the lens. I'm not talking about a child who could be anybody in the background, a blur.
So even if you were taking this photo, you want us to zoom in on that photo and not get everybody else out, you know? Like, even though you want to get that whole picture in.
But if I was going to put a picture of my child up on social media, I wouldn't want someone else's kid in the back anyway.
But it's impossible. So it's impossible to take a photograph. Last Sunday, Laura, we brought the kids in to see the Christmas lights on Grafton Street, yeah?
And, yeah, I was actually in there myself.
Yeah, it was lovely, wasn't it?
It was absolutely amazing.
And my kids were standing there watching someone busking on the streets, and there was someone videoing it and was videoing, because my daughter was clapping her hands and she looked very cute, and there was someone there, a tourist, looked like a tourist, and he was videoing the kids clapping their hands.
Oh.
What?
Yes, yeah, so a man, random man standing there videoing your kids. Yeah, I wouldn't be happy with that. Oh. A man standing there videoing, anyone standing there actually actively videoing your child. You didn't have
But there's nothing going to happen to your child, though, if you're there.
If I'm standing there and my kid, someone comes over and whips out a camera and starts recording,
you didn't know he
damn
was...
right I'm going to have an issue.
Laura.
What the hell? What?
It'd be a Karen then.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. Hang on. Someone comes over and starts recording your child, aims the phone on your child.
I actually did on Halloween when we had a festival in our area and people were going around recording all the kids that were dancing and they were singing and they were, you know, putting on their big performance. And it was amazing. And there was, and do you know something, Kate? Not one person had an issue of their kids being recorded.
I just think we need to be careful.
We need to be careful.
Yes,
of
you
what?
Do, Jeremy. We you do. Some careful. Parents don't like their kids being videoed.
Well, then, okay, what you need to do, all joking aside, would you agree with this, Laura? What Katie needs to do is she needs to get those Spider-Man masks that Michael Jackson used to put on blankets. Remember?
Or just wrap yourself up and just don't go outside the door.
Yeah, don't go.
I wish I could do that.
No, but
can I do that?
No, but get a Spider-Man
this
mask.
This is reality, though. This is 2022.
Look, the point is,
I
know
mean?
I
like
can't. I cannot police. There probably are pictures of my kids online in the back of someone else's photos.
There probably
I can't,
is.
And I can't police this.
Media.
I know I can't. But I personally would never put a picture. Just me, I would never put
I
a picture.
I bet your husband doesn't agree with you.
But that's your opinion, really opinion, and nobody is going to, you know, obviously have a go at you because of your opinion. Do you know what I mean? But it's this thing now where schools have the right to tell you don't record your child. Now, I know our school won't because of the fact they have their school website and we can download the photos, we can download the videos, but it is nice, like in other schools, like they obviously don't have that privilege where their website would post stuff up like that. Do you know what I mean? But we are, like, and we have got a great communication with the school, which is actually another bonus, like, to all parents in the school, you know, and everybody communicates and it's great. Well, it's great because I go to the school, obviously I'd be going to the school play, but my partner won't be able to go. And he's going to miss out on that. And of course I'm going to record it.
Absolutely.
And I'm
video.
Going to give it to him. Do you know what I mean? Oh. I will send it to him.
How dare you? Thanks very much, Laura. Let's have a listen.
Jeremy, by the way, not everybody feels the need to live their lives on social media. Use social media everything. I'm surprised you don't social media yourself.
By the way, I have to say, and I know you're not feeling well today. Normally you're well able.
Oh, Laura, today I'm whacked.
Laura served you.
I am whacked
She
today.
Literally served
but
you.
But I don't even care. I'm
no,
whacked.
But she literally served you. She put
you know,
you
I was on my way out here and I said, well, I text him. I said, no, I'm going to be a hero. I'm going to be a hero. I'm going to put on my cape and come in.
Well, it was worth it just to hear Laura ripping you apart.
Nobody's ripped me apart. I thought Laura was lovely. I don't think she was aggressive at all.
No, she is lovely.
She made her point very well.
No, but she destroyed you. Here's Eddie.
Nobody destroyed anybody.
Just a quick question for Katie there. There'll come a day probably when she will post photos of her kids on social media, but what age does she think that she'll do it at? Does she think it's all right, it's acceptable?
Oh, that is the question that I've been asking Katie for years.
And myself
and Adrian have a theory about it, about the whole Katie
thing. I know when you think I will, but we'll see, we'll pass on and I will.
No. Myself and Adrian have a theory. We've had a theory since day one about you. And we think that you actually do want to post it now, but you're just too stubborn that you won't go back against your word.
But if I did want to post it, you think I would be sitting here being so...
You said it from day one and now you can't go back, because if you do, we'll pull out all the old tapes like this podcast and go, well, Katie, you said this, you said that. And I know it's killing you.
Oh, you! Geez, can you see inside my mind? Can you tell what I'm thinking?
Well, you nearly died about 5 minutes ago, so it's obviously killing you.
Can you tell what I'm thinking?
I can tell.
Right now, do you know what I'm thinking?
That I'm a prick.
You are good.
Very good. Psychic Jeremy.
You are brilliant.
Yeah, I'm bringing my crystal ball in next week. Anyway, there you have it. It seems like, just looking at the comments coming in, it seems like...
Oh, I'm on my own. I couldn't give a shit.
Yeah, you're literally on your own.
I'm probably going to be dead by this time tomorrow, so...
And this... You know what's really sad about this? This is going to be your last ever podcast before you die. You literally failed.
I failed.
You literally... Laura served you. Eddie served you. John served you.
My kids will remember me as Mammy the Failure.
As weak Katie.
So weak. Weak, fragile Katie.
No, in fairness to her, she was sick, and the next time she'll be on, she'll be back to being the... I was about to say another word.
No, I love that word. Jeez. That's where I'm happy.
She'll be back to being the See You Next Tuesday that you all
but
know.
Have you ever
love.
Had a really bad chest infection? It actually knocks you out. Like, I haven't slept in 2 or 3 days with it.
So that's why you lost the arguments today.
I've given up.
Okay. Thank you
Can
very
I
much.
I have someone to read me my rights.
I won't be giving you mouth to mouth. Anyway, thank you very much for listening to this latest edition of the Opinions Matter podcast. Don't forget, if you enjoyed it, please share it with your friends on social media and click the subscribe button on Spotify. I normally do the bell there.
What?
Oh, nothing. What? Click subscribe and notifications on Spotify.
Ding.
There you go. That's the bell. And you will be notified to every new podcast that we upload, which we do almost daily. Thanks very much for listening to this latest podcast. Thanks to Katie, who managed to hold it together, because I'm not joking, she is actually absolutely dying.
Opinions Matter. Subscribe to this podcast for free on the Go Loud app.